Hi, this is Marcus from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
I'm sorry?
Yes, are you registered to vote in Colorado, sir? We're talking to people in your area about local issues.
And who is this?
My name is Marcos, from Opinion Research. It's a private market research firm, sir.
And who are you doing this for?
Opinion Research. That's the name of it.
No, I understand that's who you're with. Who are you doing the research for?
Okay, for people in your area, are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
That's who you're surveying.
For
who are you doing it for? Who has hired you?
Okay, this is for Cherry Creek School District, sir.
Okay, what's your questions?
Okay, are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or not affiliated with any party?
Independent.
Okay, this November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not so certain?
And why is Cherry Creek School District surveying about how I'm going to vote for president?
Yes, sir. This is the questions that there will be questions about Cherry Creek School District in the next following questions, sir.
Okay, well, let's get to those questions.
Okay. So you would say somewhat certain about this following question that I just asked?
I'm not answering that question.
Okay. And allow me one moment. And first of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does providing a quality education to its students? Would you say excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Excellent.
Okay, and do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
Somewhat high.
The school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve two ballot issues. First, Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve a property tax mill levy increase to pay for the following: raising teacher pay to keep Cherry Creek School District competitive in recruiting and retaining teachers, hiring more mental health professionals to meet increasing demands for services, hiring more teachers to enhance students' focused learning, and increasing school security staff to help keep students safe. To pay for all these, would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school meal levy increase at a cost of 56 cents per month in higher property taxes, or about $6.70 per year? For every $100,000 of a home value, would you vote yes or no on this, on the 56 cents per month, sir, which would be $6.70 per year?
Per 100,000.
For every home value that is $100,000. Every house that is $100,000 in a home value will be paying 56 cents per month, which will be equals to $6.70.
So the answer is yes.
Okay, that's the first ballot. The second ballot issue will be a school bond to provide new funds to increase school security, construct new school buildings, make repairs and renovations on existing schools, as well as replace aging buildings, and expand technical skills training to prepare students to fill today's high-paying in-demand jobs? Would you vote yes or no on a $950 million bond to meet all these needs if it increased property taxes by $2.44 per month, which will be equal to $29 per year per every home value that is $100,000, sir?
Maybe.
Would you vote yes? Will you give me an answer on a yes or no? Or
I will not give you an answer of yes or no.
Okay, that is no problem. Knowing that a smaller bond means fewer school building projects than a larger bond, would vote yes or no on a Cherry Creek School District bond at a cost of $2.29 per month, which will be equal to $27.50 a year in increased taxes for every home value that is $100,000. Would you vote yes or no?
That's the question you just asked.
Okay. So you will not have an answer for that at the moment, correct?
Correct. Well, I had an answer. I said maybe. That was my answer.
My apologies, sir. Lastly, on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs, school building repairs and replacements, Hispanic space to meet demands for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teacher pay at a combined of $3 per month, which will be equal to $36 per year for every $100,000 of home value. Would you vote yes or no on that increase property tax for Cherry Creek School District, sir? It will be $3. It would not be what I just mentioned of $2.44. Now I'm mentioning to you $3.
So is this a combination of the first two bills, a different one, or an additional one?
It's actually it's the same one, but they are putting a combined cost of about $3. But they are very similar, but the other ones, they would not meet all the needs. They would meet most of the needs, but on the one that I just read to you, on the combined cost of $3, that means that that it will meet all the needs. It will be maybe, okay.
Again, my answer is maybe.
Okay. Okay, following up, opponents to tax increasing ballot issues might say the following. I'm going to read a following statement to you, okay? The statement reads, property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money, wasteful high administration overhead costs, and low-performing schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this opponent's statements?
I would have to read their background on their basis of their statement. There's not enough information.
You will not have an answer at the moment?
No, there's not enough information. Those are just bullet points. What's the basis of that opinion?
Yes, this is a statement. That was made.
They're statements, but there's no basis of the statement, so I don't know whether to agree or not. What's the basis for making those statements? Usually on these types of opposition or proponents, they have an entire booklet that gives all the basis for this position. I can't provide you my opinion just based upon bullets. How many more questions are there?
Actually, a good six questions, but I'm going to go ahead and I'll make them brief to you. Lastly, here are some statements. Supporters of passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give as reasons.
Thank you very much.